Walmart this week reconfirmed that it is supporting Gen 2 RFID and added a bunch more stores to their RFID efforts. And at the same time, whether it's related or not is something we're going to discuss, but at the same time, the Metro Group out in Germany did the same thing. They didn't add stores, but they did reconfirm their support that from this point forward, they will be Gen 2 only. And one of the things, and I wanted to throw it over to Pete Abel from IDC Manufacturing Insights, one of the things that Pete has been mentioning is that this could also be part of a reaction to some efforts from Tesco, which were seen as backing off their RFID commitment. Pete, what do you make of all this?
I think it is an affirmation that the new standard, and I would really classify Gen 2 as really an initial standard, same way when the barcode was released in 73, I would start counting the time from when Gen 2 was released to look at things. And I don't see, you know, either Walmart or Metro going through any sort of major new deployment. They're really just telling their suppliers that Gen 2 is where it's at. We're basically past the what's called really proprietary standards of Gen 0 and Gen 1, and you know, don't buy anything else other than Gen 2. And really the clock starts ticking relative to now solving the problems relative to the technology for Gen 2.
One of the things that Walmart had mentioned in their statement, which was intriguing, there were some things that were a little unusual, such as their pledge, and I know that that Paul had some thoughts on this, but that they were talking that they are going to point out to their suppliers how very profitable RFID is for them. And if I understood your comment, Paula, it is, well, they've been doing it for years. I think if it was truly profitable for them, the suppliers would have figured that out by now.
Yeah, that was my comment. I mean, clearly it's been at least a year and a half, I think, by my count, that the RFID initiative has been in place at Walmart. And if they're still having to demonstrate to the suppliers that it's value, I think your comment was perfect. It's like a husband of 10 years, you know, trying to explain to his wife why he's such a good husband. I can tell you most of the vendors that I talk to, the merchandise vendors, just do slap and ship because they don't find any benefits to it. They got their benefits from the barcode, and likely that's enough for them at the carton and pallet label for now. I think the amount of I've always felt the amount of collaboration required for a supplier to get benefit from RFID on the case and pallet label level was more than they would be able to absorb in within the next 5 to 10 years, I think. And the shame of this is that there are areas where RFID, let's say at a higher level, could really add benefit into the supply chain at a container level to help with container security. I think it would be a huge benefit, and it's getting lost in this mandate, is my opinion.
I definitely agree with Paula there. What the research is showing is that a lot of people are using, whether it's Gen 2 or other forms of RFID, to do physical asset tracking, to do other things related to more high-margin, high-value items where there is some business sense. But clearly, even people with high-margin product who are coming to our Consumer Electronics Council, they all say, 95% of them have said, boy, we don't have any ROI for tagging the cardboard or the pallets.
Yeah, I haven't, again, I haven't met a one, and I work with the American Apparel Footwear Association, and everyone talks about RFID because you have to, but, and there, everyone sees a vision somewhere out there in the future, but it sure isn't cases and pallets.
Pete, let's talk for a second. I know that we talked briefly about Tesco. How much can you give us a little background on what happened with Tesco and how you see it playing in the background on this?
Yeah, and in fact, that's why it's also interesting that Metro, you know, didn't say that they were going to move into additional stores. There's actually a very significant problem relative to the regulatory situation in the EU for RFID, and that is that the readers really can't be deployed to where you're going to get them not to interfere with one another. And so, you know, that's why Tesco really dropped any real deployment plans, and I suspect the limited number of readers that Metro has deployed are okay, but it's clearly going to be needing regulatory relief in order for Gen 2 to work over there.
David, have you been doing any work within RFID?
We use RFID extensively for payments, for electronic payments, mm-hmm. and use RFID chips embedded in credit cards so that it can just be tapped or swiped near a reader at our concession stands and at our back box offices. We don't use it in the supply chain at Regal. In a prior life, we used it extensively for supply chain, or at least tried to, and we were active with a number of the different groups and initiatives, and all of the different challenges that you're describing are true. Another major challenge was at the carton pallet level was the quantity of data generated by the chips, which needed to be recorded and processed and in order to determine had there been a change, and then that change indicated a movement in that carton or pallet. The quantity of data generated and where that data would be processed, whether it was at the edge of the shelf or the edge of the rack or hauled to a central location in order to be processed, was a big challenge for us. And as much as anything, it was that infrastructure. The infrastructure needed to receive the data, record it, determine if there was a movement that was occurring, and then react to it. That investment was so large that we were having a difficult time with paybacks and returns. So we stayed very current with it and kept monitoring things and waited for the business model to improve enough to allow it to be deployed a little more extensively. We did use it with our overseas and international suppliers that we imported from and on things that we typically imported either at the container level or the pallet level, but we just couldn't make the business case work at the case level or to a great extent for under the roof of the warehouse for those types of movements either. We couldn't make it work.